Hello everyone, this is Asclepius with the next installment of this wonderful story by Draxenath. It is entitled, Interview with the Dragon Goddess. Background music by Smart Sound. Part 14, Humanalia's Message. With the ancient library now residing within Draxenath's hiding place, we had unimaginable amounts of knowledge at our disposal. The goddess entered the library and went straight to the automaton behind the desk and proceeded to examine it. "The Magitronic circuit boards are intact," she said. "The only damage they have is the interconnecting fibers were severed. It is easy to repair them." She took a strange tool from a toolbox under the desk and proceeded to reattach the automaton's tendrils. After she was done, the automaton lit up and started making noises, then slowly got up on its feet and addressed us. "Welcome, visitors. I am the librarian. How can I assist you?" it said with its unnatural voice. It looked at us for a moment, then it reacted erratically upon looking at Draxenath.
"Overriding main program. Identity confirmation required. Please remain still while a biometric scan is performed."
The automaton set its eyes upon the goddess's face for a moment.
"Identity confirmed," the automaton said. "Lady Draxenath, welcome back to Curiosity's Central Library. It has been 445,327 days since your last visit. I have an urgent video message for you from our administrator. It is 438,627 days old. Would you like to display it?"
The goddess nodded. "Please display it on the screen at your desk," she said. And the picture on the large slab on the desk changed. It was very realistic, the face of Humanalia, so real I felt like I could almost touch her. She was sad, her eyes red, probably from shedding too many tears.
"Draxenath," Humanalia said, "I know you will come back one day, but I don't know what will be of me by that time. My chest aches so much. I barely had time to mourn Sari's death at the hands of Mariella, and now Athaldar is dead by his own father's hands. First my grandchild, now my son. Both murdered by those of their own blood. Murdered by those too selfish and envious to understand how important their work was. I have always admired you, and so have many of the humans. The other gods hate humans, but you don't, because you understand humans are a cursed race. You understand humans lack so many things, and I have been misguided. Humans have no magic of their own. No fur, no fangs, no gills, no fins, no claws, no wings, and have become used to feel entitled to take things from others by force. That's how Amaxis taught them. You understood, and in the beginning stood up to defend humans from the aggression of the other races. Your kindness to us ignited a spark in my son Athaldar. He always thought his father's ways and teachings were not entirely correct, and so did I. But I didn't dare to go against Amaxis' will. I always admired you for standing your ground against Amaxis, but still seeing humans as your people to protect and support. You loved my son, and you supported each other in the common goals you had, and did many things I never dared to do myself. You worked to eliminate the hate among the races, to build a common history from the ground up for all races together. You gave hope to those who thought nothing would ever change. Unfortunately, things went wrong because no race was ready to leave their hate behind. My grandchild, your son, was betrayed and murdered by those we least suspected, by the dearest and closest. Your world crumbled. You talked about committing suicide. Then you left. But you are strong. I have faith that you will come back one day. My world is crumbling now as I record this message. As you were no longer at my son's side, I gathered the courage to support him, to stand against Amaxis. I felt good, felt strong and empowered, but things didn't go as I expected. My son was just killed by my husband, the one I thought would never do that. I am a weakling and feel like there is no hope. But you are much stronger than me. I know you are only taking a rest from all this, that you will come back with renewed strength and put an end to this never-ending cycle of hate and misery. Please, I beg you, as a mother who has also lost her most beloved child, do not let our children's death be in vain. And thank you for everything you have done for me, for the humans, and for all other races, even if so many don't appreciate it. That's how being a mother and a goddess is, I suppose. But in the long run, after everything has settled down, we finally see the fruit of our efforts.
The message ended. Draxaneth walked towards a wall and rested her forehead on it, as she took several deep breaths, then spoke.
Librarian, do a blue highlight on the location of the following books. History of the Divine Conflict, Volumes 1 to 10 by Humanalia and Draxaneth. History of Mortals, Volumes 1 to 24 by Humanalia and Draxaneth. Also, do a red highlight on the location of Magitronics Journal from the Magic Press. All issues.
She looked at me with kindness and said,
"The interview will have to end now. There are duties I need to attend. Lots of plans to be made. The world is not ready for my return, just as it was not ready for me to free it a millennium ago. So I need to prepare my plan to get them ready. You can stay as long as you wish. I requested a list of books to be highlighted in blue for you to read. There will be an automaton cooking food at a regular schedule and a room for you to sleep."
My life was completely changed with that. The grand finale will be part 15. Stay tuned.